There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Spectacular. The VSiN Bowl Guide ready for download. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get our 20-page digital magazine and all the bets that you'll want for the college bowl games coming up. VSiN.com. VSiN Pro subscriber. Matt does a great job with that as well. College Bowl Guide is out now. And also Steve Mackin and Top 25 NFL QB Betting Trends and Applebaum Top Tips for Betting Bowl Games as well. Mike Pritchard joins us now. Played 9 years in the NFL. First round pick. Played the MVP of the championship team at Colorado. We'll get to that coming up as well. And he joins us to talk NFL and a little college, considering his Buffs are in the news. What do you think of the game tonight? And what can we expect from Baker Mayfield if he's in there, considering they just signed the guy?
Yeah, I mean, they just signed the guy, but he's been a starter in the league, and it's all about adjusting to the new system that's out there in L.A. now. I mean, he's been a two-time starter out there in Cleveland and Carolina, so he's seen a lot of offense. He knows a lot of the concepts that McVay could run, if you think about that, or McVay could change the offense to cater towards Baker and what he's comfortable with, right? But then you got to get everybody else on the same page, and that has not been the case out there in L.A. with the Rams. You have two quarterbacks that have gone down with neck situations or a spinal cord situation. In other words, the offensive line is trash out there in L.A. And now you got Perkins, and who knows what kind of quarterback he's going to be. So the realistic possibility that Baker might play, I think, goes up by the minute just because he might give the Rams the best chance to compete. But I don't know how it's going to look. I mean, I think it's like a position player in baseball going in a pitch right now for the Rams. And so it could be a debacle tonight.
Could be. Yes, absolutely. What have you seen the last couple games with the Raiders offense? And if you think Adams and Jacobs go off today?
Well, you got Ramsey talking mess, which find me a DB that doesn't talk mess, right? But no, Davante Adams is just an elite player. I mean, he's great. People were asking me about how good is Davante Adams. I'm like, well, first of all, you got to start with great. How great is this guy? He's amazing. I think Derek Carr and Davante are now on the same page. They have balance offensively with the running game. It's taken Josh McDaniels a little bit of time to figure out and evaluate the personnel that he has on offense. And what I mean by that is, like, okay, how do I put these guys in the best position to win? And well, offensive line, they're not a great offensive line or unit when it comes to pass protection all the time. So you have to get the running game going. You have to get the guys to buy into being physical. And so the Raiders have done that. And they're a very, very physical team when it comes to running the football. And now you implement play action, the flea flickers and everything like that. And then slowly the defense is rounding into shape too. I mean, it's the only defense with two all pros at the bookends on that defensive line. You're talking about Max Crosby and now Chandler Jones becoming a closer. They're surging right now. So it's a good situation if you like the Raiders, especially if you're going to start your week out with some teasers.
Well, Pritch, I want to spend a little bit more time here on Adams, a position that you played for so long in this league. In the last 3 weeks, check that, 5 weeks again, 13 targets per game, 133 yards and 7 touchdowns in only 5 games. And Jalen Ramsey's having his worst season of his career. He's allowed 7 touchdowns this year and a completion percentage, I believe, of a reception percentage of 70%. I mean, it's just, it's not, Paulie called him brand name bias a little bit earlier. I kind of think that's what it is right now with Ramsey. But Adams is 88 and a half tonight. That's a big number for a player prop. I'm watching the games every week. He's open. How does this happen? He's open on these touchdowns by 10 or 15 yards. Does he go over 88 and a half tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's a high probability that he goes over. I mean, one, the targets. Two, it's a short week, and you're not going to implement or change a lot. You're going to go through walkthroughs, but more importantly, you're going to go with what has been successful for you. And if you watch the Raiders play, Derek Carr leads the National Football League with greater than 25 yards passing touchdowns. I think he's at 11. He leads the league that way, right? So the big play element is there because of Josh Jacobs and the running game. So the one-on-one matchups, Mitch, are created and dictated by the Raiders a lot of times. And when you got Davante Adams in a one-on-one situation, it's a mismatch. Even with Jalen Ramsey and people like them, you saw what Kelsey did to that guy. And I suggested that there's no such thing as a cover corner anymore because there's no lockdown type of player on the defensive side of the ball that way. I mean, they like to think they are, but they're not. I mean, especially with the speed and ability from pass catching tight ends and now wide receivers. So I would look to go over that situation for Adams because of the short week, right? And look, I mean, the Raiders, they are desperation mode. They need to call anything and everything that's going to be successful for them. And Davante Adams has led the way so far for them offensively.
It's one thing to be favored. It's another thing to be $4. And it was minus 450 on Monday. What do you think of those are the odds of the 49 for the 49ers to win the division? And they go to Seattle on Thursday. This also was an intriguing game for many reasons. Tom Brady going to San Francisco. They're off the miracle win. But it's a sandwich game because San Francisco just beat Miami. And now, considering what's on deck here, do they look past Tampa Bay? Trent Williams on Purdy. You think he's been in the league 15 years. If you're talking, he'll say, shut your ass up. He's not a timid rookie, and he'll get on you. Well, should it be $4 when the guy's Mr. Irrelevant?
Yeah, I mean, this is laughable to me, Paulie. I mean, Trent Williams, it's like, okay, hold up. You're a scout team quarterback. And you're going to talk to Trent Williams like that, or you're going to talk to people like that? I mean, I get it. I think you got to talk it up. I mean, Joe Montana even had comments. Hey, yeah, the 49ers can win the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Where has this guy been if he's been that great, right?
Okay.
But to me, it's part that the 49ers are talking it up. But as a better, the 49ers are trending like those great Super Bowl teams that won Super Bowls, like the 85 Bears or the Ravens in 2000 or the Broncos even lately, you know, with Peyton Manning, you know, teams like that, Legion of Boom, perhaps teams like that with great, great, great defenses that were able to get to a Super Bowl and win it. It didn't matter who played quarterback, right? That's what the 49ers would have to accomplish this year. But great point by you. I mean, I think it is a sandwich spot coming off that big win last week. You got Miami and then you get over that. Now you have Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. What do you think Purdy is going to be thinking as he looks across the field at Tom Brady over there?
Sure.
That could be intimidating, right? And then you got that important game on a short week against Seattle. I was looking at Seattle, it was plus 300 right now to win that division. They just went on the road and won a critical game in the fashion in which they won it. I think that's going to be galvanizing for them and certainly a confidence boost as well. And then Tariq Woolen, that guy's been amazing defensively. They got some great, great players. And I think there's a discount with Geno Smith right now. Even though he's over 3,000 passing yards, I think he's got, 22 touchdown passes, six interceptions. And he's completing 72% of his passes. I don't know about you guys, but that's pretty spectacular for a guy who hasn't really had a significant starting role in quite a while.
Off the air, you told us this was going to happen. How do you feel? You went to Colorado. How do you feel about Deion Sanders getting the job and some press conference and meeting with the players, right? I'm going to the portal. Get ready. I got luggage coming. But what do you think of the move here and your Buff stepping up?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Mitch, I didn't do cartwheels, but I did moonwalk quite a good distance. but, no, I mean, it's everything CU has needed and wanted, and CU stepped up to the plate. Because, to be honest with you, when I heard about it a while ago, I didn't know if it was possible, but Dion or Coach Prime has made it possible, helped make it possible, because he wants to be there. And that, to me, was more important than anything. I wanted to make sure, and a lot of people wanted to make sure, that this was going to be a right fit, because that's where it's going to start. And now Coach Prime is going to be supported in a big way, in a significant way, as he's going to bring the type of athletes that's going to help CU be competitive again. You know, I've been interviewed left and right and sideways. I mean, it's been crazy, but it goes back to when we were successful, though, when with the type of caliber of athlete that we had and that helped us go to the national championship and win it. We just had the College Football Hall of Fame in town, and Michael Westbrook was here, Alfred Williams was here, Chris Hudson. Now, these are all award winners, right, and Hall of Famers. And the excitement on everybody's face and the thought of Colorado getting those type of athletes back again, and led by Coach Prime, I mean, it's spectacular. It is very, very exciting right now.
Mike Pritchard, new Colorado wide receivers coach, question mark?
No question mark right there. I mean, he's got his hands full. Look, I went third person on you right there.
I thought you were talking about Prime. Okay, all right.
No. Mike Pritchard, I can't wait to watch them work, though. I'll say that. I'll go up there and watch them work, certainly attend some games. But coaching is completely different, and you got to be wired for that. Coach Prime is certainly wired for that. Look at the staff that he's putting together. That coaching staff is going to be outstanding.
Yeah. All right. Were you surprised that we have like a minute left here. Surprised the Titans fired their GM?
Kind of. But, you know, power struggles are power struggles, though, right? When AJ Brown torches you like that, somebody's got to fall down on the sword. I mean, I look, contracts are contracts. Put it this way: if you want a player, the salary cap doesn't matter. And I don't know what DM would think that a player like that would not be useful. You get it done. I mean, you renegotiate, you do something, finagle, whatever you need to do to get it done. And you certainly can't let a player like that come back and beat you when you think you could be still with a Super Bowl opportunity. So somebody had to fall on that sword, and the head coach was not.
No, he was not going to go.
Done a fantastic job. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. All right, Pritch, enjoy the game tonight. Best luck this weekend.
Hey, good luck to you guys as well. Thank you.
Be good.
Thanks, Mike.
Fun conversation as always with Mike Pritchard.
They're in first place. It's December. Now that's bizarre.
The timing.
Yes.
We'll tell you where we're betting today. In Pocket Plays coming up next year on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're on.
Here we go with our in-pocket plays. Excuse me. NBA tonight.
There you go.
Looks like this number is moving. The Spurs evidently opened up around a pick'em. And already they're a dog at home. I'll take the Rockets right now. Current number available. Rockets on the money line, minus 125 at the Spurs. Rockets are they have a lot of young talent here on this team. And the Spurs, again, as we've documented this week on the show, this is the team we thought they were going to be before the season started. They got off to that hot start. People are asking, what are they doing? Where's the tank coming from? Well, now they're in full tank mode. And what is it? 9 straight non-covers, and most of them have not even been close. Give me the Rockets on the money line tonight, minus 125.
Yes, okay. Tough game tonight. If you want to find a dance partner with the Raiders, like Mike said, I'm fine with that, with the teaser. But Mike also made an interesting point, and I wonder if we're going overboard here too. I mean, just the last couple of days have just been nonstop about how great Brock Purdy is. You know, and this feels like a little far-fetched with the Trent Williams quote. In any event, you can find Seattle plus 350 to win the division. They play Thursday, and Seattle's at home, and that did not go well in the first meeting. They didn't score on offense. San Francisco shut them down.
Right.
But no gimme. As bad as Tampa's been, no gimme Sunday at home. Sandwich spot at Seattle. You can't just say, well, they're playing Washington at home. That's a win. You get an unknown here at quarterback and Mr. Irrelevant. And then you come out here and play the Raiders. So I think plus 350, good choice on Seattle to win the division, and minus $4, minus 450.
Can I say,
too high on the Niners to win the division.
Can I add this? I don't think it's a gimme this week for Seattle at home.
Well, that's fair.
Against Carolina.
Yeah, right. 3.5. Yeah.
They do have to go play at KC.
Yeah, that's a loss. Right.
But they do get 2 home games to finish the season.
Right.
Jets and Rams.
Right.
Yeah. And that's going to be the game against the Jets in week 17. That's a loser leaves town match for a defensive rookie of the year.
Well, you'd hope.
Woolen and Gardner.
You'd hope. I mean, this could be a 1-3 coming up for San Francisco, though. Tampa, Seattle, Washington, and Las Vegas, and 2 of them on the road.
Yep.
In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com.
I will say this. I bet the Cowboys yesterday, so that's a pending bet, on the look-ahead number to next week against Jacksonville. Laid -6. They're up to 6.5 now in a couple of spots. And we just talked to Mike Pritchard about, you know, a bunch of things, one in which is that his alma mater hired Deion Sanders. Of course, you know that news. I'm going back and forth right now with Lou Finocchiaro. We're talking about how long Deion stays at Colorado.
Oh, okay.
He made the number 5. I said 3 tops before he's gone. If it's successful there, he's not staying at Colorado. He'll go somewhere else. Maybe his alma mater. And also, there's a huge UFC event this weekend. I bet Thug Nasty last weekend.
Thug Nasty.
Yeah, plus 130.
Uh-huh.
Now, I understand his opponent is very, very good, but I was going back and forth with Lou on this as
okay.
well. Lou liked him. He's now down to like plus 115. Since like the pandemic, when all we had was UFC, I made a note, and I'm like, I'm betting this dude like every single time if the money made sense. I don't care. The opponent, he might lose. I had to take plus 30 cents with him coming up tomorrow, Saturday night.
Better nickname, Thug Nasty or Merchant of Death?
I lean Merchant of Death, but Thug Nasty is very strong.
Thug Nasty.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tough. Good. Vin Diesel, I wanted Brittany home for Christmas. Thumbs up.
Yep.
There you go. LeBron looking at. What are you doing?
Trying to take off. Vin actually posted it on Instagram. He's in L.A. for, that's for a Lakers game, obviously. Yeah.
What is he wearing?
I need her home by Christmas.
Yeah.
He got it done.
Yeah, there you go. Thumbs up. Hey, put that up there.
You don't mess with family.
Yeah.
Did you ever like those movies?
Some of them are good.
I'd say some of them are actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're worth watching.
I can't believe how Paul Walker died. I mean, that really, right?
Jeez.
Yeah.
No.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, that, you know?
Yeah. Well, are you saying, like, because of, like, it was a car crash?
Yes.
And it was like a...
And how he was, the driver was going like 120 in a Porsche or whatever it was.
Yep.
The Fast and Furious, right?
Really?
That's interesting with Vin Diesel.
Yep.
Very good.
By the way, I'm looking right now at all the leaders in the NFL for at the wide receiver position. Tyreek Hill has 96 catches on the year. So from like an offensive player standpoint, offensive player of the year standpoint, Hill is now the shortest shot on the board again. He's Diggs is still like under the radar somehow. Hill has 96.
Yes.
Jefferson has 88. Yeah. Adams has 79. But Diggs has 91. Yards, it goes to Hill, 1,379. Jefferson is now 102 yards behind him. Diggs has 1,202, and Adams has 1,176. But the touchdowns again, Adams has 12. Diggs has 10. You have Jefferson with 6 and Hill with only 5. It was a small bet that I made yesterday on Davante Adams, Offensive Player of the Year. What if he goes for 19, 20 touchdowns again? And he closes this strong. He's had, what is it again? 7 in his last 5
7
games?
Yes.
He's killing it right now.
And 660 receiving.
It's a tricky award to figure out, in my opinion, anyway.
2 of the next 3 games in prime time.
Yeah, that could help.
Everyone will be watching.
That will only help if it goes well for him.
Everyone will be watching the Christmas Eve game at night against Pittsburgh. That's right.
Yep.
When did you unwrap the gifts growing up? Was it Christmas Eve or Christmas morning? We go Christmas Eve night.
My parents would allow me to do one on Christmas Eve night, then we do Christmas Day.
Oh, I like that. Compromise.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Get one sneak peek.
A swap, like Griner for Merchant of Death.
And also, like, the way that my parents liked to do it is they would have, you know, for weeks leading up to Christmas under the tree, they would have a bunch of gifts, but they liked it to where, you know, as a young kid, and I had 2 older brothers, but I would wake up early, whatever, go down, and how many presents were under the tree on Christmas Eve, it grew. They saved a lot of stuff. They hid it, and they would bring it out when I was sleeping, and then I'd wake up, I'm like, oh my God, look at all these gifts. Where'd it come from, huh, Santa? Until I was,
I don't say it. Yeah,
until I was 19, and I finally realized that Santa didn't
exist. Come on, we're hitting every demo here. You never know who's watching. You never know who's watching. The whole family likes to gather around and watch win, lose. I hate this time of year. Because I got with Shauna, she goes, it's the birthday, then I have Christmas, and then I have Valentine's.
When's the birthday?
Sunday.
It's coming up this week?
Yeah.
How
much do I have to do this? I mean, what do you do?
For Christmas, we basically do nothing.
Oh, good for you.
I'm not exaggerating.
What does she expect for a birthday now? You've been married more than 10 years. I mean, that's...
Last year, I got her Dua Lipa tickets.
Oh, nice.
That was a pretty good gift. You know,
it just keeps coming at you, right? It's like, oh, God, it's this time of year again. It's, oh, I got birthday. And then I got, they asked for this, she asked for this, and they changed their mind. And then I got the Christmas up, and then I got Valentine's.
That's always fun, isn't it? You're going to love this one. Guess who's playing in Las Vegas? Like, I think it's a day after her birthday this coming up year.
It's not a, it is.
It's Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
The one person in the world who can shut down Ticketmaster. Oh, and she wants to go.
Oh, come on.
But I'm just like, you know, sorry, you try getting tickets.
How about a car?
Yeah, would you like to...
Give you a car.
Do you want to move to Hawaii instead?
Get
what
something.
Do you want to do? Should we buy a mansion in Hawaii?
Come on, that's a no-brainer. That's easy stuff. You want to take 3 vacations or go see a 2-hour concert?
It's unfortunate. I get it. You want to see Taylor Swift a lot live, fine. You're not going to Taylor. If you missed out on the first run of tickets, we're not buying on the secondary market. What?
Oh. No.
Yeah.
No.
So that's not happening. I'm going to have to come up with something else then as a secondary plan.
What a racket. The things we do for love, right? You see these prices on purses lately? I mean, have you seen big these purses are and what
God.
They ask for?
Oh, my God.
First of all, how many do you need? The women with the shampoo bottles, 20 different shampoos, and then the purses and the shoes. And I can't keep up. It's like, why do you want 4? It's kind of like the Jay Leno, Jerry Seinfeld thing. Why do you need 50 cars?
Yeah.
You only drive one. Why do you need 5 purses?
You know that
20, 30 pairs of shoes.
When my wife was a news anchor here in town, it doesn't matter. People would give her brand new purses to try to impress her. She has, I think, $6,000-$7,000 purses that she's never used before.
Oh, model.
And I've said many times, can you do me a favor? Humor me. Can you sell them?
Go to Golden Beyond. Yeah.
Can you
spot? Please, that's what that's in. Yeah.
Right.
Remember with the megabucks, she bought a Maserati. There?
Oh yeah, yeah.
These are people with stupid money. I probably got a lot of them from Mayweather. These people with stupid money, and they buy like 6, 7, 8 cars, and they realize, you know what? I don't even use. I don't drive here, and they just sell it.
Go ahead
and
take it.
Take wow. What?
No, I'm saying with the website.
Golden Beyond. It's
yeah.
local.
Okay.
Yeah. She'd take it down there. She'd make a fortune.
It's amazing.
It's the same thing. Amazing.
I mean,
yeah.
Think about how you have like this. It's the opposite of an advantage play. You were given the purse. You've never used it.
You won't use
like
it.
Like brand new. It's worth thousands. Nah, I don't want to sell it.
Give back to the community. Sure.
Yes.
Sell it. That's what this guy specializes in.
Yeah.
That type of that high-end purse stuff that people don't use. And you just come in and, yes, technically it's used. Used wheelchair? But, I mean, it's like used purse, but it's like...
You got him a used wheelchair?
Used?
Wow. Up next, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchi, and he's good for 2 segments today. Some tricky matchups with some marquee running backs this week. What is his advice? Coming up here and Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Bet Rivers calling all soccer fans. Lace up your cleats for the big doubleheader Friday and Saturday. Nigel on the show tomorrow. World Cup in full swing. We're down to 8 every single match day. Log in. Receive a bet on behalf of Bet Rivers when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers has the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect match day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action at Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Here he comes, Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer, GuillotineLeagues.com, KFan Radio. He joins us now for a double shot. There's a lot to go over as the playoffs are right around the corner. Good to see you, sir. Let's start with the matchup tonight, and let's start with Carr and Adams. If you think they go off against this Rams defense, as we've been talking about all show, this run that Adams is on, 660 yards and 7 touchdowns last 5 games.
Unbelievably good, and you know we're used to – this is a surprisingly good matchup for – for Las Vegas. And I say surprisingly good because the Rams secondary has been awesome for years, but not anymore. And you guys may have already touched on this. The player allowing the most passing touchdowns in his coverage is Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey, yes. 70% completion rate, 7 touchdowns in his coverage, worse than the NFL. Here comes Devontae Adams. It's a massive, massive mismatch here. And, you know, for the Rams, that defense is on the field just too much in general. They've been on the wrong side of time of possession in every game Matthew Stafford has missed. And here comes Derek Carr, multiple touchdowns in 5 straight games and a reeling Rams secondary that's given up 7 touchdown passes over the last 3 games. So keeping those 2 stats in mind, multiple touchdowns, 5 straight games, Rams secondary that's given up 7 touchdowns in the past 3 games. Let's take the over 1.5 passing touchdowns for Derek Carr, which feels almost suspiciously low, a little too good to be true. I think that's probably the angle that I want to take on this. It is sitting at plus, I'm showing it at roughly even money. Maybe I'm not looking in the wrong spot, but over 1.5 passing touchdowns, Derek Carr feels
okay.
Great.
Okay, so if they go off, then does Jacobs go off? And what do you think?
How about
the run he's been on?
Not necessarily mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
You know. By the way, the Raiders are giving Josh Jacobs the 2014 DeMarco Murray treatment. You guys remember that?
Yes. Great
That's
call.
What's going on here? That's exactly what's happening. 2014, yeah. DeMarco Murray's in his last year of his contract with the Cowboys. They ran him 392 times in that year and just let him go off to free agency where he was never the same after taking all of that abuse from that season. Exactly what the Raiders are doing to Josh Jacobs here. Over his last 3 games, he's averaging 28 carries per game, 161 yards. Now, Rams run defense is pretty good. They allow the 8th fewest rushing yards and touchdowns. No back has topped 100 yards on the ground against them all season, but they don't have Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald's a top 10 Pro Football Focus run defender. And last week, you know, they didn't have Aaron Donald last week, but they didn't have to stop anybody because Kenneth Walker got knocked out of the game. And then DJ Dallas was playing on a high ankle sprain. And So I think you can still get a little something done here against the Rams. The over-under on Josh Jacobs on yards, 88.5. His last three games, he's averaged 161. I mean, I'm looking for half of that productivity here. So we'll take the over 88.5 here, and also consider the over 20.5 receiving yards for Josh Jacobs. LA's allowed over 20.5 receiving yards to a runner in 9 different games this year, and Jacobs has gone over 20.5 receiving yards in 7 out of his last 10. So there's a lot of reason to believe he'll go over the 20.5 receiving yards as well.
From a prop standpoint with the Rams, I'd like to know who's playing quarterback.
That would be handy. Would it help?
Yeah, right. Baker's expected to be active, and there's a real chance he plays. His role will depend in part on how Wolford is feeling, and he's questionable with the neck injury. So what does this mean, do you think, for Akers and Higbee?
Well, I mean, it's tough to start any Ram here. So, you know, there's not a lot to like. The funny thing with Cam Akers, at the start of the season, he was the least reliable offensive contributor. You guys will remember preseason, I'm like, do not touch Cam Akers. Now everybody else has gotten to be so bad that about the only guy you can even think about starting is Cam Akers here. Raiders, though, have a very good run defense. And this is one of the things that I think people don't appreciate about this team. Number one ranked run defense by Pro Football Focus for Las Vegas. They allow touchdowns. However, 7 rushing scores in the last 6 games. Akers scored twice last week. If I had to bet a Ram, I would probably bet an Akers anytime touchdown. If you think the Rams are going to score one touchdown, one in this game, the highest probability is Akers. You can get Akers at an anytime touchdown of plus 175.
And Higbee?
So if I had to play a Rams pass catcher, my dart throw would be Higbee here. Invisible lately, but he did have an 8-catch, 73-yard game with Wolford at quarterback in week 10. Las Vegas just allowed Gerald Everett to go 5 catches and 80 yards, and they've allowed a tight end to go over 45 receiving yards, 6 of the last 7. The Higbee line is just 30 yards, so if we can get to 31, well, there's your angle on Higbee, but Rams, ugh.
Right. How tough is this now? How difficult is this week and the timing with all the bye weeks?
Yeah, I mean, from a fantasy standpoint, this is not ideal. We don't like all this Week 14 stuff. This is a win-and-in week for fantasy football. The playoffs start next week. There's lots of people that have to win this week, and you got three of your best players are on bye. We hate this. Week 14 is not normally a bye week at all, and never with 6 teams off. So from a scheduling standpoint, this is not good, Paulie.
Okay, and then on top of that, we're looking at some marquee players, some studs now at the running back position this week.
Yeah.
That are facing difficult matchups, right? Number one, Christian McCaffrey comes to mind. Not only is he taking on the Tampa Bay defense, but also, like, what's your angle here now that Brock Purdy is going to be the starting quarterback for the Niners in this game?
Well, let me ask you guys, Mitch, Paulie, I mean, if you're the Bucs, don't you just sell out to stop Christian McCaffrey and make Brock Purdy beat you?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, right? Now, granted, that was the defensive game plan for Christian McCaffrey's entire career in Carolina, and you know, most of the time it didn't work and he was still good. But Tampa actually can do it. Now, they were a middling run defense for the first 2 months of the season, but man, have they gotten good. Over the last 5 games, Tampa has only allowed one runner to top 65 yards. On Monday night, Alvin Kamara, 26 yards. A couple games before that, Kenneth Walker, 17 yards. That's it. Now, and you might be inclined to think, okay, Christian McCaffrey might not get it done on the ground, but through the air, he's going to help me out. Well, the catch there is Tampa ranks 3rd in receptions and receiving yards to running backs, giving up just 3 catches for 18 yards per game. So this thing is not, you know, like, it's Christian McCaffrey. You got to start him, but he's still in my top 10 for running backs. But this is a tricky spot, and there's not guaranteed success with Brock Purdy at the helm.
Okay. Is it a slam dunk for Dalvin Cook to have a big game?
No, it's not. You know, the Lions are one of the great stories of the past 5 weeks, right? They're 4-1 in their last 5. And some people are talking about the Lions potentially running the table the rest of the season, which is not impossible looking at the schedule. The worst part of their schedule is behind them. One of the quiet things that they've done that's really helped them is their run defense. Detroit allowing 3.7 yards per carry during their 4-1 hot streak here. No back has topped 72 yards during those 5 games. And they're locking down opposing receivers at running backs as receivers as well, which affects Dalvin Cook. They're giving up just three catches for 20 yards to receivers during this hot streak. So for Dalvin Cook, this is tricky. They're still expected to be without their left tackle, Christian Darrisaw. And in games he's missed, Dalvin Cook has averaged 3 yards per carry. So there's some caution here on Dalvin Cook.
Hey, Charge, are you surprised at the betting number in this game, the point spread? The Lions are a 2-point home favorite, 2.5 now. It's been going back and forth this week, but that's where we're at this morning.
It's moved 5 points since it opened at Minnesota plus two, Minnesota minus 2.5 to go to Detroit minus 2.5. That's a sizable move, and honestly, I think it's appropriate based on how these teams have played. Now the Vikings have played some really good defenses that will humble a lot of teams, and they've managed to come out on top for the most part. But Detroit's offense right now is absolutely humming. As I mentioned, run defense much improved. Amon-Ra St. Brown is awesome. Running game's fairly effective, and Jared Goff is playing really well. I think that line is set appropriately.
Sports talk radio has got to be crazy there. I mean, yeah, we're 10-2. We're 10-2, but we're 9-0 in one score games, and we're underdogs to Detroit. And also, we lose in the most painful way possible come January.
Yeah, that's what we do around here.
That's right.
Did you guys see this thing? Do you guys see this thing that's gone around Twitter in the last day or two about if you flipped all the one score games in the NFL, the Vikings would be one win.
Yeah.
On the season, they'd be the worst team in the league if they flip other one score games, which is unbelievable. But for us as fans, every freaking week we're in the grinder.
Oh, it's a heart terrible. Attack waiting to happen.
Next to my sofa, I've got wall mounted defibrillator paddles that I got to use at the end of every game. For once, can we just get a lead and just coast and let me take the fourth quarter off?
Yeah.
Instead, I got these nail biter finishes as I'm trying to get through the end of the Vikings game at the end, when it's, you know, literally last play of the game stuff.
Yep. Hang on. You're going to stick around for one more segment. Hall of Famer, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer, Paul Charchin, our guest. There's a quarterback that I had to pick up this week. I would have tried anyway, but I needed him, and I'm wondering if Charch likes the prospects for him this week and beyond. Next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Top horse racing plays, Express Bet editor-in-chief Jeremy Plonk. Gulfstream today. Race 5, he likes the 9, Sir Samuel at 4-1. And in race 8, he likes the 2, Klugman on top. At a 15-1. Bet these races and more at First Bet. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up today for the First Bet app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get a 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. VSiN.com/horses for details. Support the sponsors, please. VSiN.com/horses. Get up there.
We continue with Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian. His website is guillotineleagues.com. Every week you can go there and click on Charch's ranks, and he has beautiful breakdowns. It helps me out with player props as well, and you can see a nice write-up on a bunch of these players each and every single week, one of which, Charch, is a player I had to pick up in a two-quarterback league. I had to try to pick up. I was successful, and that is Tyler Huntley. I watched him play last year. I watched him put up good numbers in several spots, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you make of him as a fantasy option, maybe in a spot like mine, maybe in, I don't know, one-quarterback leagues, but with what he has looking forward here?
Well, I'm officially calling to order this meeting of the Tyler Huntley Appreciation Society. I love his chances to be good in this week and whatever, however many more weeks down the road. He's got, at least two starts, maybe three starts here. I mean, these are important starts for Tyler Huntley, and the future of Ravens football could hinge on this. I mean, if Lamar Jackson's going to insist on being the highest paid quarterback, which is what usually happens when you're like the sixth best quarterback and your contract is up, then the Ravens might blink. If Tyler Huntley looks good enough, if he's 80% of what Lamar Jackson does, and he's going to be 20% of the cost,
yeah,
then I think, you know, these games take on a lot of weight, don't you think?
Boy, that's a great discussion.
It's a great angle.
I'm here for it too, because he doesn't have an agent, and the Deshaun Watson contract screwed all this up.
Oh, so many things up. And, you know, it sounds like Lamar Jackson wants a fully guaranteed guaranteed contract, and the Ravens should be thinking hard about that. I mean, his play is good. He's a special player, but his play is not great. And it's not, you know, he doesn't have a track record of bringing that team to the promised land in the playoffs. This thing is not clear. And if Huntley looks reasonably good, and I think we can make a case where he will. So last week, Huntley comes off the bench cold, throws 35 passes. 30 of them were complete. 85% completion percentage. Over games in which he's had at least a half of work this year and last year, his 2 years in the league, he's completed 68% of his passes. Tyler Huntley has. That puts him top five this year, 68%, to give you a sense of how good that is his completion percentage. Now, this week, he faces the Steelers. This is a defense that's allowed a passing touchdown in every game. They're giving up almost 270 passing yards per game, and he's averaged one touchdown pass per game. So I think we're here for the rushing as well, by the way. He's hit 40-plus rushing yards in every one of his extended appearances. I mean, he's a fantastic mobile quarterback, almost not quite as good as Lamar Jackson. So there's a lot of reasons to think that we can have success, especially fantasy success, with Tyler Huntley. And I would consider, I haven't looked up his betting angles on him, but I'd look at those as well and try to figure out what you can get on Tyler Huntley here too. These are going to be some fascinating games, and I think we are ahead of the curve talking about how these games can impact Lamar Jackson in the future of the Ravens.
I love the angle. Sure. Explain why right now Alvin Kamara is like the worst type of player to have on a fantasy team.
This has been as bad as it gets from a fantasy standpoint. You'd rather have your first-round pick, which Alvin Kamara was, late first-round pick, simply get hurt, because what Kamara's doing to you instead is he's giving you lousy box scores every week that aren't so bad that you just can't start him anymore. And especially with the first round equity you put into him, you feel like you have to start Kamara every week. You guys know, and you probably already do, how many games he's scored in this year?
One.
Alvin Kamara scored in one game this year. Once.
Oh, God.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, what a disaster from a fantasy standpoint.
Sure.
And it's been, you know, bad enough that not so bad that you can't start him, not good enough that you have to keep playing him. It's couldn't have been more wrong for fantasy owners.
Well, it gets worse now. Is this good or bad news? Because Ingram's out for the year.
I know. And how about Ingram really putting him effectively benching Alvin Kamara last game? I mean, it was Ingram on the field, end of game, got more touches. He got more snaps. Now, ultimately, Ingram got hurt, so we're going to get to see even more of Kamara, and the compulsion is going to be there to keep starting him out of the bye. But, man, I don't know that that's a guarantee. By the way, did you see Mark Ingram with a public apology for running out of bounds and not picking up that first down?
I saw it.
Do you believe athletes should have to publicly apologize for their miscues on the field?
No, because, I mean, from my standpoint, what does it do? Like, I have everything under on the Buccaneers this year. to not win 10 games, to go under their win total, to miss the playoffs. What good does an apology do to me? You know, just don't make the move. Go out there and win the game. Don't blow the game like that.
But players make mistakes every game, every single game. You know, nobody's played a perfect game. I kind of like that he owned it. And he just went, you know, okay, I screwed this up. It's on me.
I don't mind it, but I don't think you should be forced to do it, I guess.
I agree. You shouldn't be forced to. But I still think it's kind of a cool move.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
I'm going to throw four players at you with their current odds. You tell me who wins the award. Kenneth Walker is 2-1. Christian Watson is suddenly plus 225. Garrett Wilson, 3-1. Chris Olave is plus 450. Who eventually wins Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Garrett Wilson's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. He is surging right now. I'm a Mike White believer. He picked apart my Vikings last week, but he's been picking everybody apart. He's going to end up finishing with the most receiving yards among the rookie receivers, I believe. And dude's fantastic. Jets surging. They're going to be a playoff team, which I think ultimately helps these kinds of votes. So, I'm going to take Garrett Wilson out of that group. Kenneth Walker would have been at this injury might be enough to derail his chances. Missed last week's game. Probably, I don't know if he plays here or not. We don't know yet. So, I can't go with him here. I think Garrett Wilson's the play.
I like Watson, but I think you're making a mistake here. I think they're going to put Wilson back in at some point. And I absolutely I think it's nuts. Absolutely.
No, they're not going to.
I think they will.
They can't.
I know they can't, but they will.
I know when they benched him, they were like, his time's coming. You know, it's in the future. Look, Mike White, the players love Mike White.
They do.
Even after the losses, they're going on camera talking about how great it is to have Mike White as their quarterback. They would, Robert Saleh would lose that team if he makes that change. And they have to be out of it, which they're not going to be. Jets are going to be competing for a playoff spot the whole rest of the way. You can't put in your third best quarterback.
We
just
agree.
Because of his draft equity.
We agree with you, but Saleh's talking about it.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make that change. I really don't.
As Mitch said, maybe it's not his call. Could be another one. They're going to punt on the second overall pick this soon.
What's the best TV show you've watched in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I watched 1899. This is from the creators of Dark. It's a fascinating premise where this year is 1899, and a steamer is crossing the Atlantic, and it's filled with all these immigrants from different countries. And out in the middle of the ocean, they find a derelict ship, and it's an exact replica of their own ship, but nobody is alive on it. And it is a psychological thriller as you try to figure out what the hell is going on. And it's for anybody who likes to have a thinker, you know, the show that just keeps you mentally engaged and on your toes, where you're like, what did I just see? 1899 is a lot of fun. It's on Netflix. Recommended.
Where you at with White Lotus?
Never seen it.
I
hear it's good.
He got mad at me yesterday because I gave up.
Many people got mad at me.
I told you about White Lotus.
Come on,
you
got to get on
this show. Season 2 is awesome.
Charge,
let me give you this while we're talking movies and stuff, just for a minute. The most overrated Christmas movie of all time.
No.
Christmas
Cut
Vacation.
His Cut his mic.
Is
oh, no.
Charge.
Christmas Vacation is so patently and objectively unfunny. It is appropriate for a somber occasion, like perhaps a wake or a funeral or maybe waterboarding. It is the only thing it has going for it. Christmas Vacation is your memories of watching it as a kid.
No, I watch That's it every it. Year. I watch it every year and I laugh why, multiple times.
Why? No, you don't.
You got your, okay, so as Paulie would say, what's the saying? Right church, wrong pew?
Yeah.
It's Christmas Story. Christmas Story is not funny, and it's played too much. Christmas Vacation is legit. It's 30-plus years old.
And it looks every bit the 30-plus years old. Humor is an evolving medium, and I'm telling you, if you get somebody who's not watched Christmas Vacation, and I had not seen it until last year, because everybody's like, how have you never seen it?
I got to go.
So I sat down.
We love it.
It'd be great.
Glad you're feeling better.
We're up against
it. It's very important to get these pro tips in. Very important.
Thanks, Charge.
Pro tip, Ramsey's allowed the most touchdowns as the primary defender this year. Adams anytime touchdown, lane 155, 165 in that range. Good pro tip. We do them every hour, 20 a day. You can sort them by show and by sport. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber.
Man, I really didn't want to go down that.
That hurts you.
Anyway, website, guillotineleagues.com for Charge. He has a brilliant podcast. It's Fantasy Football Weekly. He's been doing it for 28 years. That's the worst take he's ever had, ever. Come on, that movie's not bad. That movie holds up. You can search Follow the Money if you miss any of the show, wherever you listen to your podcast. Good luck betting tonight. We'll see you.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.